Hare Krishna, everyone. So this morning, we're just beginning to start a series of classes leading up to the amazing appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki. Just like when the sun rises, just before the sun arises, the light is already there before the sun is even visible. So this class is, which are taking place in the next few days, the light that is to welcome Lord Chaitanya on Wednesday, which is a very, very important day in our Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So this will help us to try and understand who Lord Chaitanya is. This is to help us try and smarana, remember the Lord, so that when Wednesday comes, our heart is going to be filled with so much love and devotion. Lord Chaitanya will be dancing in ecstasy in our heart. Ribol. So this morning we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 3, and text is 30. There's no purport. I'll try and say a few things. So translation is by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. Thus, the lion-like Lord Chaitanya has appeared in Navadvip. He has the shoulders of a lion, the powers of a lion, and the loud voice of a lion. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militan Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvesesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So asking the blessings of the Vaishnavas to say a few words here. Particularly we got our CC man over here, so it's like a little candle in front of a sun. Your realizations are probably so profound, they'll probably knock me off the Vyasa sun here. But please allow me to say a few things, and I take your blessings. Vanchakalpa tribhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patito nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So today's topic that was chosen to discuss was Lord Chaitanya in Navadvip. So how many devotees have been to Navadvip? Quite a few devotees have been to Navadvip. So many wonderful pastimes took place in Navadvip. So many, it is impossible to discuss in this short period of time. I got a list of about 19 over here. So you got 2 minutes to shoot them, okay? 19 pastimes. No, just joking. So can you tell me a few pastimes in Navadvip of Lord Chaitanya? Kazi, Chan Kazi, Jagai and Madai, Govinda. The thieves, wonderful pastimes. We're going to do that drama on Monday. Evening kirtans, Sri Sangha, so, so sweet, amazing kirtans. Anything else? We got about 4, we got 19 to go through, guys, come on. How can we forget the most important, the glorious appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? On what month was it? March, Falgun. So, explain a little bit about Navadvip. So Navadvip, although at the moment when we go to Navadvip, it's across the river Ganga, But from my little bit of understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, Prabhuji, Navadweep was where Jagannath Mishra stayed, and it was on the side of Mayapur. That was originally where Navadweep was. But as we know, as the Ganga changes its course and things like that, it moved its location. So Navadweep is a very, very interesting place. It was a very, very important place. What was it important for? Studies, education. So just like you have Oxford, Cambridge, other places which are very, very known to everyone for places to go and study. So Navadweep was a place where people would go and travel and study. And in fact, just yesterday I was reading that everyone was so studious that even the little students, the little whippersnappers, would question the teacher. That even the students knew so much Sanskrit, they knew so much of the Vedanta philosophy, they would even challenge the teachers. So what does that kind of indicate? What kind of mood is Navadweep? Liberal, intellectual, a little bit arrogant, a little bit puffed up. And so that was the one side. And so people had a lot of knowledge, people a little bit of puffed up, people had a little bit of spadukis with them to spend. So what was the next step when you have those things? What leads spadukis into? Offenses, yeah? Sense gratification. That's the one. So it is explained that people were very, very learned. They were very, very arrogant. People had a lot of money. It was a very, very wealthy place. And people had so much money, they were indulging in a lot of sense gratification. They were trying to bash their senses as much as possible. So this is the background of what Navadweep was. Of course, sometimes we might get a little bit confused and ask, hey, wait a minute. Isn't Navadweep one of the eternal abodes of the Lord's pastimes? Just like you got Vrindavan, which is eternally there existing in Goloka, which is that petal over there. And Navadweep is also equally eternal. So you got that little lotus there. You got the pastimes of Radha and Krishna taking place. But if you see on the left-hand side, my left-hand side, you can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes simultaneously taking place at the same time. So Navadweep is an eternal place, just like Vrindavan is an eternal place. So how is it possible these things can happen in Navadweep? I don't know the answer. Govinda? It's always happening, something like that's true. Is this just a little bit of a pastime where the Lord covers the inhabitants so that they can go in a, like an enjoying mood? And it's a pretext for the Lord to appear. So this is the setting, the scene. This is when everyone Navadweep is just enjoying, having a good time, a little bit like Las Vegas. And then, who sees this situation? Advaita Acharya. So, Vaishnava, such a compassionate soul, seeing everyone just like enjoying, misunderstanding the scriptures, he felt a lot of compassion. So then, what does he do? He asks and calls for the Lord to descend. And then, this is the first lesson that we can learn, each pastime. According to my little bit of shallow realization, I've tried to see if we can use this particular pastime to try and help us put it in context in our own personal life. So the first is calling the Lord. So in our life, we have to ask the Lord to come into our lives. Unless we ask the Lord to come, the Lord will not come. We are the deciding factor if we want the Lord to come. So this is where Lord Advaita Acharya is asking the Lord to come, to appear. So in our lives, constantly, we have to ask the Lord, just like Advaita Acharya, please come, please descend, please come into my life. So in this way, the Lord, by our prayers, by our devotion, the Lord will appear. So in the same way, because of the sweet and rather loud prayers of Advaita, then the Lord appears. So the first path for the Lord to come in our life is asking the Lord. Okay, so now the second is the advent of the Lord. So it's a very jubilous occasion. The Lord appears. All the devotees are very, very happy. So what can we learn from this particular pastime when the Lord appears? For us to learn is that the mercy flows like no other. Because when the Lord comes, it's a very, very special occasion. It's a very happy occasion. And the Lord, out of His causeless mercy, has come. So on these special days, when there's festivals, when there's appearances, the mercy flows. So if we are on this path, then we have to take advantage of these particular days. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung Madhava Titi on these special titis, on these special days. Then if we increase our chanting, our reading, our prayers, our smaranam, then the mercy becomes unlimited. And then we can actually help our bhakti lata bij grow. So we ask the Lord to come. The Lord has come. And then we ask for the mercy when the Lord is here. So then when the Lord appeared, again I said there's so many different pastimes. When the Lord was walking around, then they saw the footprints that they had, the thunderbolt, all different things. Then they had astrologers come and predict the Lord. Generally, when a child is born, the parents, they normally call the priest or a Brahmin, and then they do the Namkaran ceremony, and then a little prediction is given that this will happen to this child, this will happen, just like in Srila Prabhupada's case, the astrologer predicted that Srila Prabhupada will either be very, very rich, a big rich person, or he'll be a great preacher. Of course, he became both of them. But he became a great preacher, and they said he will open 108 temples. So there were many different pastimes, and the main pastime that the Lord came externally in Navadvip, what was his main pastime? Yeah. To chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that was externally the main reason why Lord Chaitanya came, to spread the chanting. Now it's interesting, just as a child, the Lord tricked everyone to chant. So the Lord was a little baby, and then what do babies do? Cry. Anyone had a child that a baby doesn't cry? I was told there's no crying in the spiritual world. Is that true, Sutapa? Anyway. So when a child cries, then pass it from one person to another person. Everyone's trying to calm the child down. If anyone's a parent, it's not a particularly nice situation. I remember when I was on a plane, I'm coming from Mayapur, and my son, he was very, very young, and he was crying and crying, and everyone in the plane was looking at me and said, what a doofus parent. Calm your child down, you know? So, you know, it's not a nice situation. So everyone would try to do something, dangle something in front, but none of those things seemed to work. They just didn't work. No matter how hard they tried, none of them seemed to work. But only one thing worked. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Lord Chaitanya, the first Harinam he started was with the ladies. Can you believe that? Aren't you lucky? So he tricked everyone to chant the Hare Krishna. So this was the first thing. So Lord Chaitanya included everyone. So this is the lesson that we have to learn in this particular pastime. We're asking for the Lord, take the mercy, and then we don't just keep the mercy for ourselves, we give the mercy to others. If someone just keeps the mercy for themselves, what are they? Kripana. So when you have something nice, I know it's very, very tough, but when you have a really nice rasagula, you might be thinking, wow, that's real nice. But if you share it with someone else, your bliss will increase even more. Try it. I tell you, it's true. So sharing is caring. So this is what Lord Chaitanya did at the beginning. He started with the first part by including everyone to chant and starting the congregational chanting with the ladies. So the next Leela that's on my list, again, there's so many different things are happening. The snake came, then the sadhu came. He wanted to cook for the Lord. Then there's so many pastimes. Unfortunately, we don't have that much time. So the one I've got next is Lord Chaitanya. When he was a little boy, what was he? Huh? Very, very naughty kid. Just like Krishna was very, very naughty. Sometimes he would just go in the neighbor's courtyard and start stealing the butter. Sometimes he would just go in the neighbor's and just start urinating in the nice place, you know. So Krishna was very, very naughty. So in the same way, Lord Chaitanya was also very, very naughty. So I don't know if you've been, when you go to the Ganga, you see the Brahmins with the, you know, Gayatri, they'll be chanting, Om Bhurbhuvah, and then they'll be all there chanting. And then Lord Chaitanya with all his friends would come in the Ganges, and he would start pulling them, start pulling off the gumshoes and things like that. And while they're doing the meditation, the Lord would disturb them and start splashing them. So in this way, the Lord would just like have a little fun. So I'm not sure if this is like, you know, scriptural, but my little bit of realization, have fun in spiritual life, you know. Be happy, you know. So Lord Chaitanya was happy. He would go and have fun. He would tease other people. Sometimes they say a naughty child is an intelligent child. So Lord Chaitanya, as he grew up, just like Krishna had so much pastimes with Sri Dham and all his coward boys, Lord Chaitanya also had his own children friends. He would go around and probably terrorizing Navadvip in a fun kind of a way. So the next, of course, as everything in life, fun can only come as a child at a certain point. Then what happens after the fun period is over? Study, education, time to get serious, time to go to school, time to go to Gurukul, time to start to learn those slokas. And that's what exactly Lord Chaitanya did. He was an immaculate student. He was a first-class student. So everything he learned, he had a Shruti Da memory. He just heard it once, and then he just retained. I remember when I was a kid, the teacher would be saying the different things, and the first thing I would do is I would be just looking at my friend and try and copy his stuff, you know? But Lord Chaitanya, none of that. He was such a good student. He would just learn. He would go to school on time. He was never, never late. He took his studies very, very, very seriously. So what can we learn from this in our own day-to-day life? How can we apply this in our day-to-day life? Anyone? Krishna Chaitanya? Hey. Yeah, yeah. You with us? Hello? Yeah. What can we learn from this?
Hello. What can we learn? I guess stay attentive during class or something.
Yeah,
like that.
That's good. Yeah. It does help. My kind of little bit of shallow realization that we should also study Srila Prabhupada's book very, very seriously. Lord Chaitanya was an excellent student. We should also be an excellent student in Srila Prabhupada's books. In fact, Prabhupada said we should be just like lawyers. Anyone been to a lawyer's office? Anyone been naughty, been to a lawyer's office? You see how many books they have. They have so many books, isn't it? And the lawyer, he'll quote this. He'll know all different kinds of things. He'll just know the law back to front. So we should know the laws of Krishna consciousness. So we should also be very, very studious and learn Srila Prabhupada's books in the same way that Lord Chaitanya also studied, took his studies very, very seriously. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're on the 6th one, and there's 19. So the next one, it's a little bit of an unfortunate situation. At a very, very young age, Lord Chaitanya, anyone knows what happened? His father passed away. So Jagannath Mishra, he passed away. And also something else happened around that same time. Not you, not Pandit here, Pandit. His brother, whose name was? Vishwarupa. So a double whammy happened around the same time. His father passed away and Vishwarupa also took sannyas. So this was a very, very sad part in this particular Leela. But what did Lord Chaitanya do? You can imagine what's going through Sachimata's mind. She's just lost her husband. She's just lost one son. So what would Lord Chaitanya do to try and cheer up his mother? Get married. That's right. So he got married. So then his mother didn't ask him. It's explained in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that he just went to a particular Brahmin's house and he asked for the daughter's hand in marriage. I don't recommend you do that to the life member's daughters, guys. But this is what Lord Chaitanya did. He just went and asked the Brahmin, "Hey, can I marry your daughter?" Of course, Lord Chaitanya was very handsome, very tall. He was, not at all objectionable. So then the Brahmin said yes. And the wife's name was? Lakshmi Priya. So then what we can learn from here, if you are a son, and obviously everyone is a son to someone, if anyone's a daughter, and we're daughter to someone, we have to be very, very dutiful in our dealings with our parents. I remember at least in the early days, the parents were considered Maya. So we wouldn't really kind of have much dealing. I was remembered when I joined 16, 17, I was shipped away from my parents so they wouldn't contact me for 2 years. I was somewhere else, you know. So of course we don't do things like that, do we nowadays, Sutapa? No, okay. So nowadays we try and encourage to have a nice relationship with our parents. So Lord Chaitanya had an incredibly nice relationship with his mother. So then he could see the pain Sachimata was going through, losing the father, the husband and the son. So therefore, the next step, Lord Chaitanya, then he decided, let me make my mother happy. The mothers, the parents become very, very happy when the child gets married. As we know, that is the next stage. So then, that's the lesson we have to learn. We have to be very, very dutiful. Okay, so then, the next part is, let me see. Okay, so then when you get married, then what comes after that? Sorry? Children, yes. Just before a little bit. We're getting a little bit excited over here. Before the children. Duties. We have to make sure there's financial stability. We have to make sure there's good security. If there's no money coming in, wifey gets a little upset. So we have to make sure we don't put her in that awkward position. So then Lord Chaitanya, he was a great scholar, and he was recognized as a great scholar. So then he traveled around, he opened his own school, and then he went around, teaching people. And then it says that he went around collecting some money for his household duties. So the lesson that we can learn from this particular pastime, if you're a grihastha, remember you're a grihastha. No more brahmachari, no more sannyas, kind of dreaming about it, but you have to make sure that you are in a stable situation to provide financially, and Lord Chaitanya did that. So when Lord Chaitanya was traveling around, making a little Lakshmi, what happened back home? Anyone knows? His wife passed away in separation in Vipralamba. So she couldn't bear the separation. The separation is so painful that she passed away. Again, another little bit so-called unfortunate situation. But what did Lord Chaitanya do? He got married again. So again, it's a little bit of a taboo. You get married, there's some people say, that's it, that's your lot, finish, you know, tough luck. So, but Lord Chaitanya, we see that he got married again here. So again, my shallow realization is we sometimes have to do the needful. Of course, we don't break any dharmic principles, but Lord Chaitanya didn't do any of that. She left, unfortunately. So Lord Chaitanya got married again, just to please his mother. So what was the name of his second wife, ladies? That's right. So Lord Chaitanya, he got married again. So this particular little bit we can learn. We have to try and do whatever the needful is. Lord Chaitanya did the needful. He got married again to try and please his mother. So then Lord Chaitanya is at the top of his game. He has many, many students. His name and fame is spread all through the Navadvip. So when you have name and fame, what happens after that? Arrogance? Sorry? Influence the population? Sorry? People become envious. When someone's on a high situation, we don't generally like it. I know you guys are not like that. I'm talking for myself. When someone's on a little bit elevated position, we want to bring them down and place ourselves up. So Lord Chaitanya was up there. The word was spreading all around, not just in Navadvip, but in many parts of the world. And this caught the ear of who? Keshava Kashmiri, the Pundit, Halavananda Puri Pakorapad. He was on it. He heard about it. He heard about this great scholar that was living in Navadvip. And not just that, what was so amazing about this particular scholar? Nope, I'm talking about Lord Chaitanya. Just to mix. He was never defeated. Anything else? He was young. He was extremely, extremely young. He climbed the ranks really, really quickly. Normally when you're a scholar, you have to study, PhD, MAD, you get white hair, you lose your hair, then oh, you get your reputation. Shishi Radha Gokulananda ki. So he heard that this wasn't just a scholar, but he was just a young kid, probably like a baby fish, like Sam over here. How old are you, Sam? 19. So possibly Lord Chaitanya was only 19. Are you a scholar? No. So Lord Chaitanya was a scholar, and it kind of brought the attention of this pundit. Then he came, then he challenged the Lord. Again, I won't go into the pastimes. We all know the pastimes. Lord Chaitanya easily defeated him. In fact, it says that Lord Chaitanya defeated him so badly, he was stunned. Normally a scholar, they got loads to say, but he couldn't say nothing. He was just like a tree rooted. And there's I went to one place in Calcutta, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, he was debating with somebody. I don't know who it is, you might remember. And there's a plaque over there. And the plaque states that Bhaktisiddhanta defeated this scholar so badly that this scholar couldn't check the call of nature. He was defeated so badly. Keshava Kashmir Pandit, he was also defeated. So what can we learn from this particular pastime? No one can defeat God. Anything else, Prabhu? So what can we learn from this pastime? Don't challenge. Arrogant. Don't become an arrogant person. No matter what you have in life, you might have good looks, you might have a lot of money, you got that 4x4, you might be very scholastic, like Dig Vijay, Keshava Pandit. Do not be arrogant. Because what comes before the pride, what is it the saying? Yeah, so he was very, very puffed up, he was very arrogant, then his fall came. So don't allow arrogance into your life. Remember who we are, and what are we? Jivera Swarup Nitya Krishna Das. We are a minute, minute, small particle thinking that we're something big. So don't this little arrogant little bit that we have in life. I tend to be a little bit arrogant with my nice kurtas or whatever, but they're really nothing, you know. So the idea is don't let that arrogance enter in our life. Be Trina Depi Sunechina. Okay, so now pushing on. So then he defeated the pandit. And then again, as a dutiful son, what was the next step that the Lord took? When someone passes away, then you have to perform the Pinda ceremony. So then the Lord, he went to Gaya. Then he performed the Pinda ceremony there for his father. Anyone been to Gaya? It's quite close to Mayapur. And so the Lord traveled there. And then now something interesting happened over here. I'm sure you all know. What about the young bhaktas? Not you, Sam. You're a scholar. What about you in the back? Do you know what happened in Gaya? No, not sannyas. He met his spiritual master and he got initiated. And from Vishwamba, he became Krishna Chaitanya. And then this was a turning point in his life. He was never the same person after this. And what changed? What happened? Nimesh Prabhu. even mad in ecstatic love for Krishna. And then Lord Chaitanya gave him the mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then he chanted, and he was chanting, and he was feeling all these ecstatic symptoms. Then he went to his special master, what have you done to me? I'm chanting this mantra, and all this ecstatic hair is coming. What's going on? He says, okay, don't worry. Take it easy. This is a special mantra, and it gives you so much transcendental bliss. So what can we learn from this particular pastime? Huh? Power of the Maha Mantra. Initiation. We all have to take initiation. I think it's one of the three things that we have to do in spiritual life. And one of them is to accept a spiritual master. Don't think that we can make it back home to Godhead on our own. We need the help of some bona fide spiritual master. So we have to take initiation. So the Lord comes back. He's in a completely different mood. He's in a very, very ecstatic mood. Then he has wonderful transcendental kirtans. At whose house? Shiva's house. So again, so many different pastimes. Time is like ebbing away. We don't have that much time. But kirtans are going on day and night. And particularly at night. It's explained, I was reading, that normally what happens at night? We all sleep, isn't it? We all get tired. But not Lord Chaitanya. Bhaktisiddhanta explained that he would carry on all night long chanting. Now, how many of you in this room have ever been to all-night kirtan? I've been to a few, and let me tell you, they're not easy, man. You know, they're very, very hard, you know. And Lord Chaitanya, he would do it. I don't know how it would happen, but he would have a full day of sankirtan in the daytime, you know, with Udilo Aruna. He would take, go to the townsfolk of Navadvip and chant, and then again at night he would have kirtans at Shiva's. And these kirtans were very, very special. So what can we learn from this pastime? Kirtan is very, very, very important. Again, please don't kind of take any offense. I'm not trying to knock anyone. But I see sometimes quite often, as soon as the conch is blown, everyone, boo, 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 boo. I know everyone has their duties and all sorts of things. But stay in the kirtan. It's no more than 10, 15 minutes. That kirtan is our life and soul. Stay in the kirtan. Have the kirtan in the association of devotees. Have the kirtan in front of Radha Gokulananda. So kirtan, I cannot emphasize, is very, very, very important. Okay, so then pushing on over here, what happens next? Kirtans are kicking off, the Lord is having a great time. What's the next thing that happens? Not quite. Of course, there could be a little bit here and there. He meets the most beloved Nityananda. Nityananda Prabhu ki. So again, we all know the pastimes is the most incredible pastimes in the Chaitanya Bhagavad. When Lord Chaitanya met Nityananda, the devotees who were used to the kirtan as Shiva Sangha has never seen the Lord in this ecstatic mood ever before. The Lord was very ecstatic in Shiva Sangha's house. The kirtans were really, really taking off. But when Lord Chaitanya met Nityananda Prabhu, it was like next level, you know. So like it was almost like you get 1 to 10. When Nityananda came, it went to 11. That's how much the Lord. So what can we learn from this particular pastime? Association and friends is very, very. So Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda were very, very tight. They're very, very, very close. Once Murari Gupta first offered obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, and then afterwards to Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya was really, really not happy with this whatsoever. So we have to offer obeisances to Lord Nityananda. So if you want to go and achieve The mercy, the creeper of Lord Gauranga, we have to do it through Lord Nityananda. So that's a lesson we can learn. So then after that, is the pastimes of Jagga and Madai. Everyone following this so far? So then the Jagga and Madai. So everyone again knows the pastime. So this particular pastime, we can learn that the Lord is very, very, very kind. Mercy, kripalu. So easily when someone does something to us, we take offense so quickly, isn't it? People get offended so easily. Can you just imagine for a second, someone thumps you, literally, in the prasadam queue. What are you going to do? Someone just thumps you in the prasadam queue. Yeah, that's a good, if you can actually do that. But our ego is going to erupt like a volcano. We're just going to lash back. Boom. And I know from experience because somebody punched me once and boom, 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 choo, straight in my fist. This is not the right thing to do. But no, not Lord Nityananda. I forgive you. All I ask you to do is please chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So in our life, give the mercy, Jagga and Madai, and be forgiving. Do not be offended. Don't let that big false ego get in your way in your spiritual life. So the Lord Nityananda took no offense. When someone jumps in the, I've seen arguments when someone jumps in front of the queue in prasadam. Hey, Prabhu, hey, there's a queue over there. Get in the back. It's all right. Don't worry about it. So don't allow ourselves to be, you know, offended in a very, very easily way. We live in a world where we have so many opinions. We have so many kind of situations, people get upset. Lord Nityananda, he set the right standard. That's the bar to come to. So then we have the Qazi pastime that took place afterwards. So what can we learn from the Qazi's pastime? What can we learn from the pastimes of the Qazi? You can't check the movement. Again, there's so many different variations. What I took from this, we have to understand the philosophy so well that the Lord defeated the Chand Qazi. The Chand Qazi tried to throw different things here and there. Well, it says in the Vedas it's okay to kill, but bam, 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 Lord Chaitanya wouldn't have it. And he defeated him. So we have to know the philosophy. Prabhupada said we have to know the philosophy so well. If anyone comes and challenges us, we can easily defeat them. Like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta defeated this particular person. Time's ebbing away. Then Chand Qazi, the kirtan is taking place. Then everything is going really well. What's the next a natural thing that happened? Lord Chaitanya Navadvip. ETV, every town and village. No more in Navadvip. No more just in Shiva Sangha South. Break down that store of love of Godhead and give it to everyone. So then Lord Chaitanya, particularly to Haridas Thakur, Nityananda, go spread this Krishna consciousness. So that's also our, what ISKCON is based on. Some movements just want to chant Bhajananandi, but ISKCON's prime goal, every town and village, we have to go and preach Harinam, preaching so many different ways. So this is what Lord Chaitanya emphasized. Then again, there's so many different pastimes. One that I find a little bit relevant, Satchimata and Advaita. Anyone know what happened here? Prem? Bill? What do we? Lord, Advaita. So everyone was getting the mercy left, right. You know, you had the Mahaprakash Leela and everything. Everyone is getting the mercy here and there. And the devotees were really upset. What about Sachimata? Such an amazing devotee, such a wonderful mother. She is not getting the mercy. Why? Because just in a thought, not even verbally, is that true? Was it just a thought, wasn't it? Just a thought, not even verbally, she was thinking Advaita had taken my son away, Vishwarupa. So in this way, she had a little bit of kind of thoughts like that. And just because of that, Lord Chaitanya would not give the mercy. So what we can learn from here, do not at any cost offend the devotees. Of course, we don't have to go on like thin, you know, rice paper or anything here. Oops, sorry, you know. But we have to be careful that we don't offend Vaishnavas. Sachimata, such an extremely elevated, but because of that Vaishnava aparad, even in the man, the Lord will not give them mercy. And of course, she went to Advaita and asked forgiveness, and then she got the mercy of the Lord. And then the final pastime that took place. Everyone's being really good. Thank you for your attention. The final one, which is sannyas. So just imagine the situation. You got a loving mother who's an amazing cook. You got a lovely wife who does everything for you. Such a nice situation, surrounded by so many loving friends. Just wants to renounce everything. Not easy. At 24, normally sannyas is recommended a little bit older, when you're 65 and you're a bit old and you know, everything's just like kind of doing your head in. Oh God, my, I want to take sannyas. But not Lord Chaitanya. Everything was just in perfect situation. And in that situation, he renounced everything. He gave everything up. So sometimes we might think we'll be renouncing this, that, or the next thing. But Lord Chaitanya, just imagine his situation. Such a loving mother, loving wife, a nice situation. Amazing, amazing, nice black jet hair. He shaved it all off. Just recently, we were in Balaji in Tirupati, and then I don't know, some of you might know Eka Chakra. He had nice long hair, and then he went to the barber, and the barber saw Eka Chakra's hair, and he said, "Are you sure you want to get rid of your hair?" And he said, "Yeah." And then he said, "Are you sure you want to cut your hair?" And he said, "Yeah, of course I do." So then he shaved Eka Chakra's hair. Then I asked him, "Why did you want to shave your hair?" And he said, "Because I was arrogant, thinking I was looking very nice with my hair. Because I was getting puffed up. I was getting so many comments about my nice looks and hair. I thought, let me just get rid of that." So then in the same way, Lord Chaitanya just gave everything up. So in life, the last lesson is we have to learn to renounce and give everything up. Don't let it happen at the time of death. Because at the time of death, it will be taken away from us. So we have to learn slowly, slowly, to be detached, to give things up. Everything in the world is a very, very temporary situation. Don't think we're here forever. That's a grand illusion. We saw so many pictures here and there. One day, who knows? And conclusion, what's the conclusion? Thank you for your time. What's the conclusion of today's class? We heard so many pastimes. What's the conclusion? Hare Krishna, yes? Repeat the whole class again, all right. Om Namo Bhagavate. The conclusion is what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhuji. No? Janma Karma? Just remember the pastimes of the Lord. Smaranam. There's one particular path in the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. These devotees, all they do is just Smaranam. Just remember the pastimes of the Lord. Just by remembering the pastimes of the Lord will appear. Just one last quick story. There was this lady, she had some kind of a bundle of sticks, and then the sticks fell off, and then she remembered the Lord, she cried for the Lord, and the Lord came. So in the same way, if we remember the Lord, if we cry out to His name like Advaita, the Lord will appear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Hare Krishna.